the blatant, vicious anti-Semitism of this German airline, Lufthansa, banning this huge group of from Jews, huge group of Haredim from their connecting flight, and they admitted on video. You had one or two Jews not wearing masks, and they decide to ban 130 Jews, target everybody, and admit it and say on video that everybody in the group has to pay for the actions, the behavior of one or two. I mean, imagine if this were black people. Can you imagine? Imagine if you had two black passengers on an airplane who decided not to wear their masks, and then the airline announced, all right, we're banning 100 blacks from their connecting flight. We're taking every black who was on that plane, 100 African-Americans, and sorry, but you're not allowed on your connecting flight. Why? Because there were two black people who refused to put on their masks. That made problems for us, and now we're going to punish all of you. I mean, there would be riots. Can you imagine the BLM riots? And then you had a Lufthansa supervisor literally being questioned about this and admitting it on video. Yeah, you know, all you Jews have to pay because of the behavior of two of you, of one or two of you. It's just literally blatant. And you're going to tell me, listen, why didn't those two Yidden, why did they not wear masks? We've seen Jews on flights. Why not just comply with the rules? We know it's annoying. We know how crazy it makes you. But like, just wear the mask. Okay, fine. We can discuss that. That's a fair point. That doesn't in any way excuse or condone this disgraceful behavior by these German anti-Semites at Lufthansa. But I do want to mention a slightly different angle. And that is, and I look, not at all, again, not at all to diminish. I mean, this is egregious what happened here. But I hope there's a lawsuit, and I hope Lufthansa settles, and I hope that these people get millions of dollars from Lufthansa. Lufthansa gets punished. But, and by the way, Lufthansa has now apologized to the chief rabbi of Berlin, as we're going to get to in a moment. What did the chief rabbi, that's very nice, but like, why not apologize to the passengers who you punished and who you banned? But here's my angle, is are we surprised? Is anybody surprised by this? And if you are surprised, you should not be surprised.